This is Elliot Hass, and welcome to another edition of Best Practices Weekly. Today we're going to be talking about the most effective way to design homework, everyone's favorite topic, and this comes from an article in Educational Leadership, and an author who talks about five characteristics of very effective homework. I'm just going to go through them one by one and sort of talk about them. And to get more ideas and to see them written down, again, I encourage you to download the full article write-up, download the teacher's companion that can help you think about how your homework is currently going and if there are ways to make it even more effective to reach the purposes you want to reach. And that's the first of the characteristics, the purpose. Often we know as teachers what we want to get out of the homework, but we have to think about if the homework actually getting at that goal. And so, for example, if you want students to be practicing learning new vocabulary words and we're asking them to copy definitions out of the dictionary, we have to think, is that actually aligned to the purpose? When in fact, just copying a definition isn't a great way to learn a new vocabulary word, so we might want to think about instead having students come up with stories using the vocabulary words, have students create sentences, something that's more aligned to the actual goal. Or, if the purpose of your giving them the homework is to see whether or not students have mastered a particular skill, are you asking them to show their work? Are you asking them the kinds of questions that are going to reveal to you whether or not they actually mastered the skill? So, even if we kind of have a general purpose in our minds of what we want the homework to do and what we want it to be, we have to think about, is the actual assignment getting at that purpose, and is it giving the students a chance to understand what the purpose is? Because students are going to be a lot more invested in doing the homework if they understand why they're doing it. So, we'll talk about it a little bit later, but it also applies here. If there's a way to give the students ownership or choice in the homework, it's going to build their purpose out of that too. We want to make sure it's a two-way street and that students understand why they're doing the homework and that we as teachers have designed the homework to get at a particular goal. Second is efficiency. This quite simply means we don't want students spending very much time on non-academic skills. So if we can reduce the amount of cutting and gluing and things like that, we're actually going to have students focus in much more just on academic practice. And the author suggests that we can really leverage technology a lot here. Instead of perhaps doing a design project that's going to involve lots of cutting and gluing and putting things together, though that certainly has its place, and especially in younger grades, is there a way to have students create a video, maybe, of themselves talking about something? Create a quick PowerPoint? Is there a way to leverage technology to increase efficiency so students are spending more time on the academic side of homework, less time kind of on the non-academic side of things? Third is ownership, and this goes directly to the heart of investment and making sure that students are doing homework, that they're paying attention, that they're really working and concentrating hard on homework, and so we need to give them some sense of ownership. This can be accomplished in several ways. Perhaps we want to have students actually talk about what homework makes sense for this. We're practicing fractions in math class, we're practicing perhaps reading fluency and reading, what kind of homework do they think would make sense to help them practice it? Or we can give them a choice. You could do the odd number of problems or the even number of problems tonight. And that, even though it seems very simple to us, actually can give students a real sense of ownership, a real sense of autonomy, which is going to build their investment in doing the homework, rather than just saying, here you have to read these 10 pages, here you have to do these 5 problems. It's very prescriptive and it lowers investment, actually. Next is competence, and this simply means that students need to be able to actually accomplish the task set out in front of them if they're going to be able to get anything out of the homework. And so this essentially homework needs to be differentiated for students' different needs. And we can do this one quick way that the author suggests is instead of having a task-based homework, so saying do problems 1 through 25 in this math worksheet, have it be time-based. Accomplish as many problems as you can within 30 minutes, and if you want to do more, that's great. By setting a more time-based instead of task-based, then what we're doing is we're giving students who have different needs, different ability levels, we're really differentiating the assignment for them. Having very clear, structured, written instructions is also another way to really scaffold and help students because we want to set them up for success when they're doing the homework. And lastly is aesthetic appeal. And this shouldn't be such a concern that we actually get to the point that our homework is not as academically rigorous as it might be, but the author of the article notes that students are more likely, especially in younger grades, to do homework if it looks more appealing, this is what studies have shown. So actually having large enough print to read, having enough space to put the answers in, having only a couple of problems per page if possible, depending on what you're giving them homework for, is going to be a way to really enhance, again, the chance that students are actually completing it, the chance that they're really giving it the attention and concentration to get a lot out of it. So again, these five, purpose, efficiency, ownership, competence, and aesthetic appeal, are really dimensions to think about instead of just handing off a worksheet. But even thinking about, for something as simple as a worksheet, how can I really pump up these five characteristics to make it the most effective and the most impactful homework that it can be, which is ultimately going to lead to higher student investment and higher student learning, which is what we're all going for. So, thanks for watching and happy teaching.